Daf is Daf Chav Ches. We got to the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the last three lines. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Midos, as it's been doing many times already. Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah tells us, Ish Har Habayis. The Ish Har Habayis is an individual whose job it was to be Mechazer Kol Mishmar Mishra. He would go check. He was like the, he's called the OD, I think, right, in camp, right? He'd go around and check each of the bunks out. So the Mechazer Kol Mishmar Mishra, you go check each area, Vavukos, Dolkos, the front of him, and he had large fires and flames in front of him. The whole Mishmar, Sheino Omed, Vomerlo, Ish Harbais, he got to a place and the Shomer didn't say, and stand up straight and say, oh, Ish Harbais, Shalom, Alecha, and he didn't say hello. The Nikar was clear, Shu Yashin, he was sleeping on the job. If he didn't say, oh, stand up, Shalom, Alecha, and you know, give the proper greeting. So, what would happen? Chov Tov, Makelov, he would hit him with a stick. He had full rights to burn the clothing. And they would say, people would hear, Ma kol bazara, what's that scream we hear? Kol ben Levi loke, it's Ben Levi who just received lashes, who begad of nisrafim, and his clothing are being burnt. Shiyashin lo al mishmar, he was sleeping on the job.
What, how can they burn the clothes? Aren't they wearing the big day kahuna?
No, not at the time of the Mishmar. Not during the Mishmar. These are Levim also. These are Levim. Very good. We'll get to Kohanim in a second. But these were Levim. Very good. And even the Kohanim, they were not wearing the Big Day Kuna if they were doing Shmira though. So Machlokes, did the Kohanim also get the same treatment? Some opinion says yes, also the Kohanim. Others say no. Kohanim are a different level. We have to treat them differently. The Levim, they could get whipped and they could get burnt. The Kohanim, we treat them, we just say things to them. We don't really hit them. So you guys were lucky. But they certainly were not wearing Big Day Kuna. So they said that, which part of the begadim? So they said it wouldn't be right to burn all his begadim, he's standing there naked. So they would take off his shirt and burn his shirt, and that's it. So if you look at the rush on the side here, see the left, the rush, it's halfway down the rush, and at least in mine. Rishus hayalo lisrof es ksuso. He had every right to burn the clothing. Vein ka mishim bal tashchis. Isn't this bal tashchis? This burn clothing?
Right.
So he says hefker based in hefker. Based in was mafkir the begadim. So the Acharim say, you can't be mafkir, not mafkir clothing. It doesn't make any sense. So they think there's a tel sofer. It really should be, there's no isser about tigzel. There's no isser of being mazik, a person's clothing in this case, because they're mafkir. They're mafkir. I mean, hefker based in hefker has to do with mamunus, not with isurim about tashkis. So they say, no, there's no isser of mazik here because they're mafkir. But about tashkis, you're allowed to do tashkis when there's a tzorich for it. So let's say, for example, you have a fruit tree in the backyard, and it's the rice to cut down a fruit tree. But you need it because it's in the way where you're building a sukkah. For the tzorach mitzvah, that's not iser bal tashchis. Or if you, the wood, using it as wood is more valuable than leaving it as a fruit tree. So you're allowed to cut it down. That's not bal tashchis. Bal tashchis is only when there's no reason. But if there's a tzorach or a tzorach mitzvah, you're allowed to. Now, just on topic of bal tashchis, it's brought down the Pesukei Tshuva. Quotes from Yehuda Chassid, all the tzavos of Yehuda Chassid. So one of them is, even in a situation where it's mutter to cut down a fruit tree, there still is a klala the person gets for cutting down a fruit tree. So he says, what you should do is that you should have a nachri do it instead. Have a nachri do it cutting down a fruit tree, and you yourself shouldn't cut down the fruit tree, even when there's no isser anymore. Okay. Now, the Ravid asks here, how could you say hello to a person at nighttime when you see the Ish Harbayis? The Gemara Megillah tells us, aren't you concerned if you see an individual at nighttime, perhaps it's Shema Shedhu? Remember that sugi with Yeshua ben Nun, and he saw someone, and a malach was there, and he gave him Shalom Aleicha Rebbe, but maybe it's a Shed. So the Ravid asks this question. The Ravid says, because Shedim don't have the right to be on Har Habayis, in that area, the Azara, so it couldn't be a Shed. They don't have the right to be there. And then the second answer he gives is, no, you... Once you're close enough to the individual and you recognize it's not a shade, that's when you're allowed to. But if you see a person walking from the distance, then you can't give greetings because it's possible it might be an Isser. Now, another question the Ravid asks is, wait a second, you can't give greetings before davening. Right? You wake up in the morning, right? Yeah, so how could you give greetings before davening? So one answer is that, no, that's only when it's Zman Tefillah. You wake up and it's Zman Tefillah, it's after Nates and you haven't davened yet, so you can't give a greeting. But if you wake up early in the morning, at 5 o'clock in the morning, so of course you can say hello and good morning to people, because there's no chiv to daven. The Isser is only to say hello to a person before saying hello to Hashem. But there's no chiv yet to daven, so then there's no Isser giving greetings to other people. Okay, let's go by to now. It's a very, very good iced tea. I might go for a second soon, Ephraim. Okay. Marnel says, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, Pam Achas, one time, Matu es achi imi. I once found my the brother, my mother, meaning my uncle. Yashin, he was sleeping. Visarfas ksuso. He had no achmanus, and he burnt his uncle's clothing. So Amr Bichir Baraba ki matu Rabbi Yochanan b'ha masni. So when Rabbi Yochanan got to this brisa, Amr Hachi, he said the following: Ashrayhem l'rishonim shafilu al ones shena osin din. So falling asleep is an onus. So even on an onus, they were punished for. So how much more so a person who doesn't do bonus, he falls asleep, not with it, he does an action without onus, how much more so should a person be punished for such a din, for such a thing? What?
What does this mean?
I think he's just saying that how much a person should be careful. A person should be careful. If they're responsible for doing something bonus, so certainly a person should be much more careful when even lav bonus.
But what's the last one? Ashrayhem is something positive. It's not talking about punishment.
No, I think, let's look at Rashi here. So Rashi says, Kavachomer al ones shena osendin. The shena zi zo hi onus. Shena adam yachalamo desasmo shalo lishan mishabalo shena leino. A person can prevent his sleep. If he falls asleep, he falls asleep. That's against his will. So I think it's saying Ashrayim that they were willing to give punishment and receive punishment even in the case of onus. That's what levels that they were at. I think that's all he's trying to say here.
Well, they didn't want to receive it.
Right, but I get that was the right. Okay. Now the Chayyik Shlomo asks, wait a second, it's not fair because we have a concept. The pasuk says, based on the pasuk, onus rachmana patre. The Gemara tells us that by a case of onus, you're pater. So how come in this case of onus, are they chayv, are they liable in this situation? So he says that a person's responsibility is dafka to stay up. His job is to stay up, so then it's going against your job. There's a different type of onus than normally what you're pater, but this is your job to stay up and go against and not to sleep. Okay, the Gemara now says further, Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ezehi, Derech, Yishara, Adam, what's the proper straight path a person should choose? Yaves hatochachos, a person should love receiving rebuke. Shekol zman shetochachos ba'olam, so long as there's rebuke in this world, the nachas ruach ba'liolam, it's pleasant in the world, tovo bracha ba'liolam, and there's good and plenty of blessing in this world. V'ra'a mistalekes min olam, and the evil departs from this world. Shenemar, the pasuk tells us in Mishlei, v'lamochichim yinam, to those who give tochacha, it should be pleasant. Valem, and on them, tavo, birchas tov, it's going to be upon them, good bracha. V'yesham, and others say, what it means is, yachzik be'emuna, a person should strengthen his emuna, yisera, it's going to strengthen his emuna, shenemar, as another pasuk says in Tehillim, eine b'nemne eretz lasheves imadi, and the continuation of the pasuk is, who gets the strengthening of nemanis? Those, the pasuk says, "Bederech taholich, bederech tamim, hu yishasenu." Those who follow the proper path are going to have a chizuk in their emuna. Okay. So there's a machlokis who it means who should love the tochacha. So some think it's those people should love receiving tochacha, and others say you should love to give tochacha. And there's certainly people who love to give tochacha, and most people don't love to receive it. But the Gemara is saying the Rishonim have a machlokis. Who is this referring to? Yeah, sure. Yeah, for sure. But this might be talking about you should love receiving it, or you should love to give it and love to perform such a mitzvah. So that's the machlokas Rishonim. Gemara now says Amar Bishmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Yonasan Kol Hamochiach Es Chaveru L'Shem Shemayim. Person who does give tochach in the proper way with the proper kavanos, Zochel Chelka Shekadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem, as it says, Mochiach Adam Acharai. Person who gives tochach to the person Acharai. He's going to be, the pasuk says, Chain Yimsa Mimachlik Lashem. So the pasuk will be Acharai, be after me. He'll be have a chelik in me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, Elashem Moshchin Alav Chut Shachesed. We also draw him a Chut Shachesed. Shenemar Chain Yimatze Mimachlik Lashem. The rest of the pasuk is he's going to be found favor in Hashem's eyes. This is a good trivia question. Anybody know where else we find this kind of this idea of by very good. Chut Shechesed, that's good. I was thinking of a different place, but you are correct. Moshchin Chut Shechesed. Where else do you find this? Anyone else know? Gemara in Erevin? I believe the Gemara says by Erevin, a person who learns Belila, learns his house Belila, it's Moshchin Chut Shechesed. I think it says that there. don't know if I quoted it here at all. I don't see any Masar Sashas. But I believe it comes up there as well. Okay. Gemara now says two dots. Matsu, Na'ul Yodea, V'chulei, Mishu wrote to Lichon Mesa Mizbeach. So we said in the Mishnah, a person who wants to do the Trumas Hadeshin, he could just run, first one gets to do it. But then the Mishnah later on said that they did like the 21st finger. Everyone puts out their finger and then he counts. So the Gemara asks the question. Hagufa Kasha, there's a contradiction within the Mishnah. Amris, first you said, Misha who wrote to Litro Mesa Mizbeach, Mashkin V'Tovel, person who wants to do Truma, he should go to the Mikvah, Achila Yavah HaMamuna, before the Mamuna comes. Alma, we see La B'Fayas Talia Milsa, doesn't depend on a lottery. Whoever wants to go, could go. V'Hadar Tani, but then the Mishnah says, Yavoh V'Yafayas, that you do a pious, you do a lottery. Alma B'Fayas Talia Milsa, does depend on the pious. So Gemara says, Amar Abai Lo Kasha, it's not a stira, Kan Kodem Takana, Kan La'acha Takana. One was before a Takana, one was after the Takana. What was the Takana? So the Tanim.
Why can't you just say it there? Anybody wants to go do it, go get ready to do it. Doesn't mean everyone's
going to
be able.
Oh, so that's the Gemara is going to answer that in the end. Very good. That's the second answer. But the first answer is, yeah? Yeah, so the first answer to the Gemara is that based on the mission appears in Maseches Yuma.
Before everyone did the lotteries and then after they did the lotteries afterwards. What was before they enacted?
That's what the Gemara is saying, right? That's the Gemara. One was before the Takana, one's after the Takana. So that's what was the Takana. So the Mishnah Yuma tells us the Tanan Birishona Kol Misha wrote to Litro Mesam Mizbech. Whoever wants to do Truma Sadeshin, Torim, just go. Don't do it. Now Bizman Shem Rubin. So then there's a period of time where a lot of people wanted to do it. So Ratzin, they began to run V'Olin BeKevesh, and they would go up the ramp. And Kol Kodem Mitzchaveru B'Sochar BaAmos Zochu. Whoever gets within the first four Amos of the Mizbech, it's his. Hayushnai Mishavin, let's say it was a tie. So then Hamamuna, Omer Lahem, so the moon would take those two people who tied, or if it was 10 people who tied. It's Biu, he said, stick out your finger, and you'd pick a number. And Mahin Motzinos, Achas Oshtain, they take out one or two fingers. Vein Motzin Gold of a Mikdash, you can't take out your thumb though. And so that's why they did the pious after, if it was a tie. But that wasn't the typical case. Typical case was the first come, first serve. However, very good. Lex line, Maisa. Shavin, one time they're shavin, they're equal. Ruts and Veolin Bekavish are going up the ramp. The doch of Echam Hemes Chaveo, one guy pushed the other guy off the ramp. Now this was a high ramp. And Venishbur Abiragla, he broke his leg. Uchshero Bezdim, and Bezdim saw this. Shayu Ban Lide Sakana, it's going to lead to something very dangerous. His skin of the made a Takana. Shaloy who torments Mizbeach, Elabafayas. No more real erases. You have to first come and stick your finger out. The Gemara Yuma is a different situation, though. Different case here. The Esrogim they have in the Gemara and Sukkah. They threw the Esrogim, but I don't think this appears in Yuma only, I think.
That's different, because I think it's even loaded the wrong way.
So, but the what? The Esrogim, because no, that's Tzeduki. But this case is they're running for the Trumas Hadeshin. The Tzeduki, with the case is he poured the water on the floor. He didn't do Nisach HaMayim, is a Halacha Moshe Mishina, it says Remez, and Mem Yud Mem, it says. Gemara Tainus tells us that. So the Tzeduki didn't believe in it. So he was a Kohen Gadol. This Bai Sheni, the Tzedukim bought the rights to be Kohen Gadol. So he bought the rights and he got there and he poured the water and they started to stone him. So with Esrogim. Okay. So Gemara says, so what was happening in the Mishnah in the beginning says, before the pious was when they had their race. But then after they made the Takana, so then the Mishnah says, after that point, then they have to start doing the pious. So then the Gemara says, Rava answers, no, Amar Idi, both cases of the Mishnah, both stages, La'achat Takana. It was after the Takana, after they had the pious. And it's what you suggested, V'hachi Katani, Misha wrote to Lavo Lefayas, whoever wants to come and be part of the lottery, you don't have to be, whoever wanted to be in it, Mashkin V'Tovel Achel Yavam Hamuna, they go to the mikvah and get prepared to do the Avodah. Now the Gemara Yuma tells us that they would wear the Michnasayim, they wouldn't wear all the clothing, but they wear their pants at least, and whoever gets picked would go back to the locker room and get the rest of his clothing on.
But they had the information. They went to
the title. Yeah, had to be told.
They were prepared. Yep. Then they did the lottery.
Exactly. And then once whoever won it, they'd go back and get fully dressed and then get the process going. Okay. So now the Tosis Rush asks an interesting question. He says, how are they able to run in the Beis HaMikdash? It doesn't make any sense because the Pasuk tells us that Lo Saleh B'malo Samas Beichi. There weren't any steps. They had a ramp. This way you couldn't see between the legs. So, which seems to indicate they would walk their heel in front of the toe. That's how they would walk. Sounds like there wouldn't be any running. So how come this Gemara indicates that there is running? So the Gemara says the only issur to run is b'shas avoda, when they're going up the ramp where they do one foot in front of the next foot. So this was not considered an avoda. Trumas Hadeshin wasn't considered an avoda. It was a hachana for the avoda. It was a hechsher, but it wasn't an avoda itself.
It was still running up the ramp.
That's fine, but it wasn't for an avoda. The issur is only during the avoda, not to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Even though it was on the ramp, Trumas Hadeshin is not considered an avoda. Then he says, no, they would run like that. They run their feet against each other. They would do it like fast walking. That's how they would do it. But those are two answers he suggests. Now, the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha down. He doesn't say it's usher to run. He says you're allowed to run. He doesn't say usher, not usher. So the Mishnah Melech says, from the fact that Rambam doesn't mention any isser running, seems to indicate you would be allowed to run in the Beis Hamikdash based on this Mishnah, that they ran up the ramp. Seems like everyone would be allowed to run around near the ramp. And the Gemara tells us that the Kohanim's reason, they indicate that it sounds like they run around a lot in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what it sounds like, Pashas, aside from this case. There's a lot of movement. And things were very, very fast over there in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Another thing you see from the Yeros, the Gemara Yuma tells us, and it's brought down the Halacha, why do they count fingers? Why do they not count heads, people? Because there's an Issur to count Jews. So this is the Gemara, it's really the Gemara Yuma, that mentioned it based on the 21st finger that they would do. Okay. Mishnah now tells us, Natas HaMafteach, so now they would take the key, who Pasach as a Pishbeish, they'd open. Remember we had that in Beis HaMukad, I'm not sure who saw my picture, but there's that picture. The Beis HaMukad had that big door, and then there's a small door. So they go through the small door inside there with a key. The Nichnasi Beis HaMukad, they'd enter in that area, Lazara. V'nichnasu HaKohanim Achrav, and then the Kohanim would follow him. V'shtei Avukos Shel Or B'yadam, they had two bonfires, two flames in their hand. V'nechlaku L'shei Kitos, they would split up. Eilam Halchin V'Achsadra Derech Mizrach, one would go towards the east. There's Achsadra, some type of outdoor room. And Eilam Halchin V'Achsadra Derech Marv, the other one would go the western path. And Hayubotkin V'Holchin Ad Shemagin L'makom Osech Havitim, they would inspect all the areas until they got to a meeting place, which was the Osech Havitim. And Higiu Eilu V'Eilu, once they got to that meeting point, Amru Shalom HaKol Shalom HaKol Shalom, everything okay, everything was in place, they said everything's good. So then, once they got there, Hamidu Osa Chavitim, there's one guy who's in charge of making the Chavitim, which was some type of mincha. He began to boil the water to get ready to make the dough. And Lasos Chavitim, he would get the process going there.
Where was the spot inside the...
Where exactly was it?
Yeah, where it was inside?
It was inside, yeah. They were going inside. I have a picture here, I think.
I think there was a room on the side.
Yeah. The Osa Chavitim was a room. But if you want to just get directions here, I wonder if I have a picture here of it. Yeah, I have a picture here. And they were starting from the south. No, sorry, this was from the east. They come in from the east, and then they just walk around. No, I'm sorry, they start from the north. The Beis HaMikdash was in the north, and they just go around and inspect the outer areas of the Beis HaMikdash to make sure everything was okay, and they meet at this area called the Osech Havitim. Now, what were they inspecting for? So they make sure all the kelim were in place. So the Ezra's Kohanim, which was that sefer I told you the other day, this big two-volume sefer in Maseches Midos, so what would they have to inspect the entire place for? There's one place called Lishchas HaKelim. They kept all the Kelim there. So why were they inspecting and just go to that one place and make sure the Kelim were there? So he says, Elamai, it must be that not all the Kelim were kept in Lishchas HaKelim. There must have been Kelim there or other places as well. So they inspected the whole Mizbeah, whole Beis HaMikdash. Everything was okay, and then they moved on. They, I imagine they washed the kelim, but there's one place where they left all the kelim apparently overnight. It could be, I don't remember. But either way, he says there's one place where it was all kept. So why are they checking the entire Beis HaMikdash? So he says it must be that there were other places they also must have kept kelim as well.
A certain amount, I think it was 98
kelim. The Gemara in Talmud tells us, I remember what the number is. 93 maybe. Either way, we'll see later on in the Gemara, I don't remember which daf, but soon, in the next 5 days, we'll find out how many kelim there were. Okay. Gemara in the Mishnah now says, Misha zach lichom, whoever is zocha to do the chuma, esem ezbech, hu yichom, he does the chuma, hadeshen, v'heim omrim, and they warn him, have a zahir, shalot tiga bekli, ad shetikadesh yadecha v'raglechem nakir. Make sure not to touch the keli until you've washed your hands and feet yet. Because you can't do any avoda, it's an issa deraisa to do avoda, without washing your hands and feet. Reha machta nesuna, they also tell him the machta, the pan that you need to scoop up the deshen, is nesuna, it's placed b'mektoa b'ena kevesh l'mizbech, between the ramp and the mizbech, b'maravol shel kevesh, on the western side of the mizbech, the ramp, right there before it gets flat, that's where it was hanging on a little hook, I guess. And ain adam, fine. Then the Mishnah says, ain adam nichnas imo, no other person walks with him in the base of Migdash. Below ner b'yado, he doesn't have a candle either. Ela mahalech lor ha-marachi, he would walk, and he'd be guided by the flame that was still lit on the ner tamid in the Mizbeach. That would be light enough to help him navigate where he was going. And lo hayu ro'en oso, and people couldn't see, the kohanim who were outside couldn't see him because it was so dark. And v'lo hayu shomim eskolo, they couldn't hear his sound, ad shehayu shomim kol ha'etz she'asa ben katan mochni lakir, until ben katan, this is the Mishnah in Yuma, which tells us that ben katan made a special mochni, a machine, a mechanism for the kiur. What happened was, initially the kiur was only able to wash two, I think it was two quantum at a time, but then he made this very fancy cure with multiple faucets in order to allow, I think, 13 or 14 quantum, which is the most that a amount you need at a time, for 14 to wash hands at the same time. Now what happened is that if you left the water overnight in the kior, it would become pasalina. Lina is a psul, left that overnight. So his mechanism had to go back down into the water below, the spring of some sort, which would protect it from the lina, and then it would come back up in the morning. So he heard it moving. What? Yeah, so he heard the mechanism moving, and once they heard that, the cranks, so then they knew he was washing his hands. V'hein Omer, then when they heard the noise, he says, ah, now's the time that he's washing his hands. Minakir. So then, after he washes his hands, this individual, this Kohen, would not tell Machtas Hakas. If you take the silver pen, and where he found it between the Mizbeach and the ramp, then he would walk up the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach, Pinas HaGachalim, he would push over the side, the top coals, and halach, and side to side, and chotes ha-mochal ha-pnimis, he would dip down the shovel below to get some of the inside, the hot coals below. There's a machlokas, whether he was going for the coals or from the ashes, but it's something he was scooping up from below on top of the mizbech. The soot that comes off of it. So I think it's a debate whether it was ashes or coals, no? What does it say there? Because the word gacheles, gachalim, means coals. But Trumas HaDeshen means ashes. So I think it's a debate. What it means. What does it say in the article? Cold. Right.
Innermost cold.
Right. So.
The hottest.
Right.
The
right.
At the same time, it's always surrounded by ash too.
So you're getting both. You're saying you're getting the gecheles and you're also getting the ashes. Okay. Okay, let's go weiter now. So the Gemara now says, we didn't finish the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we're finishing the Mishnah now. It says, Yared Hagil, then he would go down. Hagila Ritzba, he would go down to the floor of the base of Migdash. Hafach Panav Litzafan, he would then face north, which was the ramp was right in front of him. So he comes down the ramp, and then he's looking at the ramp to the north. And then what he would do is, he would then holach. He turns around, exactly, faces north. Holach b'mizrachel shav kevesh. Now he'd go to the east of the ramp, which would be to the right. He'd walk over to the right a little bit. Kesa Amos, then he'd walk 10 Amos. Along the side of the ramp towards the Mizbech. He's on the Ritzba, but along the side of the ramp walking towards the Mizbech. And then Savras the Gechalim, he would pile up the Gechalim there, Agavi HaRitzba, on the floor, Rachok Mina Kevesh Shlosha Tvachim, around 3 Tvachim away from the ramp, which is the same Makom Shinosin Maras HaOf, where they place all the parts of the bird when they clean it out, the Dishin Mizbech, and the Pnimi, and the ashes of the inner Mizbech, which is a different Mizbech, Vedishan of the menorah and all the ashes left over from the menorah. And I believe the Gemara Yuma tells us that these three items that were placed here, really four items that were placed here, was swallowed up by the Ritzba. This is one of the 10 Nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. It was absorbed in that area, that Makom Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Gemara now says, Umi habu achsadios bazaras. The Mishnah told us when they got into the Beis HaMukah, they entered into the Beis HaMikdash and then they split up this way and that way. There's this achsadja. Achsadja is, how do they define it again? We said, a portico, we said. So it was some type of wooden portico that was inside the base of Mikdash. V'hatanya, so how could that be? V'hatanya, doesn't the Raisa tell us that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer minayin she'ein osin achsadjas bazara? You can't build things in the Azara. How do we know? We mentioned this the other day. Tamalom, the Pasuk says, lo sita l'cha asherah kol eitz seitam mizbech hashem lokecha. You can't plant any asherah tree next to mizbech. And they understand this to mean not only a tree, but even a building, even a binyan of eitz is aser as well. So how could there be an achsadja of eitz in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar, lo sita l'cha sheira, what does that mean? Lo sita l'cha kol eitz, eitz al mizbech Hashem lo kecha, only of eitz. But that's part of the question. I'm sorry. So we can't have any eight, even a binyan would be aser. So Amar Rav Chista b'achsadjel shel binyan. No, it was made of stone. That it wasn't achsadjel of eight. That's aser in hachanami. This was an achsadjel of binyan made of stones. That's why it was permitted. Yeah. And the Rambam says that the Isser, according to the Kesem Mishnah, the Rambam thinks that there's only an Isser to plant trees. He doesn't think there's an Isser to build trees. And that's going to solve a lot of problems because the Ravid asks a number of questions. We find other situations where you build wooden things there. Where else do you build wooden things in the Beis Hamikdash? Hakel. You build for the king, for the Melch, he built a bima. He would stand on the bima in there. Where else we have? For what?
Women.
For what?
They built the Tikkun Gadol Hasa.
The platform, whatever they used to build.
Yeah, that was for the Melech, but for Simchas Beis Eva, they'd build these platforms, and from the Simchas Beis Eva is for them to stand up high, for the women to stand up. So that's a Gemara in Sukkah.
Killing themselves with them. I mean.
Yeah, that's fine. Anything additional, any building, any binyan, that would be us. That's what he asks. So the Rabbi says, how can you build these things? So he answers that the Isser is only to build in the Azara and Ezra's Kohanim. But the building of the Bima of the Melech for Hakel and the building of the Simchas Beis Sheva, that took place in Ezra's Nashim in the Har Bais. That's why it's permitted. Sorry? Yeah, it was allowed according to the Ravid. Now the Sefer Chinuch says this Isser building and planting trees applies even Bizman Hazeh. So Minchas Chinuch says that depends on whether or not there's still Kedusha in the Beis Hamikdash. We know there's a Machlokas in the Gemara, Kitcher L'Shaita, Kitcher lost lava or not, when they had the Kedusha initially, and then Bayis Sheni was destroyed, did that Kedusha end entirely, and there's no Isser anymore, there's no Kedusha, or no, it lasted forever. So Minchas Chinuch says, it depends. If you think that there's still Kedusha on Har Bayis and the Makom HaMikdash, then it'll be Asur to plant any trees and build any binyan. But if you think that there's no Kedusha anymore, so then this Isser doesn't apply anymore. Now the Rambam Shita, just because we have a lot of extra time, the Rambam Shita is what? What does he hold about Kedusha? Lost lava, is there or not? There is, right? Yeah, there is, exactly. He paskens that there is Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. That's why it's Asur to go on the higher bias Bizman Hazeh, if a person is Tameh. And that's why he also says Bizman Hazeh, there might be a din of Shmir also. There's a requirement to make sure nobody else goes up there, because since there's Kedusha, we have a Chiv Shmir. That's what we're talking about here as well. So, according to that, they use this to explain why the Rambam says Bizman Hazeh, there's still the Chiv Mitzvah Derayis of Sfir HaOmer. There's a machlokas bizman hazeh, whether it's a mitzvah sphere or omer bizman hazeh. So they say, if you say that, I'm kind of going backwards now. If you say that sphere omer has nothing to do with karbanos, then everybody agrees that it's mitzvah min haTorah bizman hazeh. If you say it has to do with karbanos, that the sphere omer is really connecting the carbon of Pesach, the carbon of sphere of Shavuos, so then if there's no karbanos bizman hazeh, so then there's no sphere omer bizman hazeh. The Rambam, where's Rambam place Hilchos sphere omer? Anybody know? Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafim. That's where he puts Halachos and Tzfiras Omer, and Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafim, which indicates that Tzfiras Omer is connected to Karbanos. Yeah, the Rambam says that Bizman Hazeh, there's still a Mitzvah Deraisa of Tzfiras Omer. How could that be? There's no Karbanos anymore. So if there's no Karbanos, there shouldn't be a Mitzvah Deraisa of Tzfiras Omer either. So what Reb Chaim explains is that no, since the Rambam holds that this Kedusha lost Lavo, there still is Kedusha on Har Bayis, but Makom Mikdash, that means there's a Chiv to give Karbanos. We all have to give Karbanos. Problem is, a lot of problems. We don't know where the Makom Mizbeach is. We don't have a Mizbeach. We don't have Kohanim. So we can't bring, but there still exists a Chiv. So the fact that the Chiv Karbanos exists, Bizman Hazeh, indicates that the Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is also Deraisa. Okay, let's finish off this perek. Mara now says, Hayu Bodkin V'Holchin V'Chule. So we would split up the Kohanim, and they'd go this way, they would go that way, and they'd meet up in the starting point, at some point in the middle. So the Gemara says, "Lememra de chavitim have kadime." So we say once they got to the makom of the lishchas chavitim, so one kohen would start making the chavitim, which was some type of mincha. So that means the mincha was the first avoda. He would do the avoda of chavitim, the mincha, before he'd even do the Trumas Hadeshen. But the difficulty with this is v'hatana, the Braisa tells us, "Minayin she'ein davar kodum l'tamid shachar." How do you know that nothing can come before the carbon tamid shachar? That must be the first thing, because the pasuk says tamalomer ve'arach ale ha'ola. What's ha'ola viola? Amaraba Ha'ola Ola Rishona, the first Ola, meaning the carbon tamid has to be the first avod of the day. So how could this Kohen start working on the Chavitim if you haven't yet brought the carbon Ola? So the Gemara says, the carbon tamid yet. So the Gemara answers, Amar Yehuda lachem chamin l'revicha. He wasn't starting the process. He didn't do the avoda. He just started boiling the water. It takes a while to get the water boiling. That's all he was doing. That wasn't considered avoda. So he started the water, and then the carbon tamid would be brought, and then when it's time for the Chavitim, then they do the Chavitim. All right.
What's the
first thing that's brought is the carbon tamid. Ha'ola. So there's a number of different drashas here. Rashi brings this in Psachim. I wonder what he brings here on the page here. If you look at Rashi, the Mefarish here, does he explain why this is? Let's see. So he doesn't explain any Lukutei Rashis here. I think the Ha'ola is referring to the one, the first one. Yeah, I don't know. I have to look at the Rashi and Pesach, and that's where he explains this. I don't remember exactly. But Ha'ola is a reference to the first Ola, which is the carbon tamid. Okay, Hajin Alach v'shloshim makomos. I think we should stop here. This next piece of the Mishnah goes very fast into the next daf. Okay. Shkoyach. Yeah.